I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The great Van Morrison. I don't think Dan Cook is picking a Van Morrison song, but I've had nothing to do with the song selections, although I do think there was some chicanery taking place, because we bring in the heavyweight champion of the world, Remy Maxwell from Jack.
Yeah, right.
And then we bring in the Chuck Wepner of the world, Adam Robert Carter. And all of a sudden,
just setting him up.
All of a sudden,
for the upset.
We look over at Remy, and Remy's got two options. He's got headphones from Howard Vikings days here, and then he's got headphones where one ear works and the other doesn't work. And I look over across the way, and Adam Carter has his scissors in his hand.
Oh man,
Adam, you want to count for yourself at all? Did you have anything?
No,
to do?
He's already making excuses.
Excuses.
Look it, I put one behind my ear anyway.
Oh,
I gotta hear what's going on.
That's the
here.
Mark of a pro.
So is this like a golf handicap? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
like,
I'll play down.
Like, you're the scratch and Remy's like the eight, and you're trying to give him a little favor. Is that what you're doing here?
Oh, man.
So Remy, we did this about 6 weeks ago or so, because Adam has talked the game for a long time.
Okay. I was unaware.
That he dabbled on the FM DJ side and that he could do it. And so we played what, four tunes, Adam?
I think so.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, he was very good.
Oh, okay.
Very good. He cost me a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought of it, and I thought of it when I was listening to you.
Okay.
And I said, let's have the challenge. Let's have a man who's done – how long have you been an FM DJ?
88, so coming up on 32 years.
32 wow. years.
That's 32, hard to believe.
30, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
And he's,
doesn't feel like it.
And he's
no.
41, too. He started at 9. So – you know what this reminds me of, Dan? When they have, like the Twins will have folks who come in and they try out. They try yeah. out, you know? And occasionally there's
open tryout.
There's an open tryout. Some 20-year-old kid turns right. out and he's like Burt Blyleck.
He's a ringer. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes he falls flat on his face.
That'll happen.
What's going to happen today?
Or the kid from Journey. Like he's a YouTube star. Suddenly he's the lead singer of
yeah.
Journey.
Are you nervous at all, Remy?
I don't even know what we're doing, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I'm again, with the excuses, the headphones.
Second excuse of the show.
He's downplaying the contest.
There's no excuses. My whole thing, the only reason I talk up, you know, because I got a lot of nonsense to spew, for one.
Yeah.
And I like the momentum. I got to keep the momentum going.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I hate hearing people that stop down between songs. He loses all the drive, and then you got to pick it back up. And it's like, yeah.
That's, Chad knows a lot about losing drive.
Seriously. We're racing
to get to that joke. Losing momentum and drive.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. So Dan Cook has picked out a you describe – don't say any of the songs, but
no.
just describe the music.
I've gotten a mix of classic rock and modern rock songs.
All right.
Of ramps of varying lengths.
And you don't know them.
Yeah, I don't know them.
Adam
yeah.
doesn't know them.
Okay.
But you're going to listen. You're going to most likely recognize them, would you say, Dan?
I would say absolutely, yeah.
And then you have to, without having pre-listened, to come up with some vernacular.
Okay, so there's
some
no content
phrase.
That's needed here.
No,
we can just
you
whatever.
Create
okay.
the content
gotcha.
You want.
That should be pointed out. We've got no copy here. We're freestyling.
Right.
Freestyle.
Right. Okay.
You know, sometimes
gonna,
you have a PSA you're reading.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm going to let the underdog go first because he's done this.
Okay.
And you could see the little engine that could, right? To see him and see him up there, and either he's going to come down that other side of the truck just yeah. on fire, or that thing's going to come straight back like a roller coaster. That's not working.
You see him over, he's like getting in the zone, right?
He's oh,
like,
he's
right.
Eyes, he's
I'm going to have to do this with my eyes closed.
Seriously. He's got two screens in front of him. I don't have anything.
It. Yeah. What's on those
uh-huh.
screens? Oh.
I'm turning them aside.
Okay. All right. Dan Cook, selection number one for Adam Carter.
Oh, yeah. AC in the afternoons, driving you home like the mad Uber driver I am. Hey, we got about 32 degrees and cloudy skies as I hear that guitar strumming in my head. You know who it is. It's Deep Purple. little smoke on the water on a Monday afternoon. And don't forget about Loud Larry's tonight. I'll be down there for happy hour. 2-for-1 drink specials, and the ladies drink for free as long as they come say hi to old AC. I'll be bumping and grinding with the rest of the club, but again, Deep Purple, I've repeated it twice. A little smoke on the water. Still going. That's right, and don't forget Larry's Liquor Lounge. We got, we'll be down there Saturday. We're selling all the bottom rim.
He paused. He's out. He's out.
What are you talking about?
That was great.
Building momentum.
Hit the buzzer.
Loud Larry.
That. Not one, but two pauses, Cook. Are we in agreement?
It's called, we went over this the first time.
Breathing?
You got to take a breath.
Of course.
You got to build anticipation.
Remy, yes or no?
I was impressed.
Yeah,
impressed.
But there was a lengthy pause, though, the second time, wasn't there?
Well, that's a long ramp to talk up to begin with.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey.
You don't have to fill the whole intro.
This isn't the minor leagues, Remy. Okay, I don't know what you're doing on Jack, but this is WCCO Radio, AM, where we're playing music.
Right, exactly.
AM rock.
Yeah. All right. Dan Cook, do you agree that was that's a buzzer, right?
Absolutely.
We're the judges.
Buzzer?
That's a buzzer. That's a fail. That is a fail for Adam Carter.
Cut you no slack here.
No. And by the way, we're not going to cut you any slack either.
That's fine.
Let's go. Here's the champ.
Oh, yes. Now, I could talk about this band all day long. Hey, it's Remy Maxwell, 830-WCCO. Look at that. I'm even using the call letters of the radio station I'm on. So I go back with Axl and Slash, 87 front row, New Orleans, UNO, Bruised Ribs from being on the Barricade. First album. They're opening for the Appetite for Destruction Tour. Opening for Motley Crue. Girls, girls, girls. GNR blew Motley off the stage. If you want more, just keep listening. The CCO.
Oh. 1-0.
That was like me parallel parking downtown Minneapolis.
Wait, well,
on the left side of the road, by the way.
That was an edit. I could have that whole intro is way longer than that. Dan edited that up. I didn't
even
know that vocal was coming up.
I did not edit that up. I took that directly off their video.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. He's
off
feeling
the video.
He's feeling a little haughty over there. Yeah. I could have went longer.
I'm surprised that I stopped talking where I did because that vocal does not come in right there.
All right, you nailed it. You nailed it. 1-0. 1-0. Like, he was more conversational there.
Yeah, he's actually talking about the band.
Yeah, you were just AC it loud,
well, I'm
Larry's
taking tips here.
I'll be bumping and grinding.
I'm right. Taking tips. From
it's 1-0. Here we go.
Oh, AC in the afternoon, bringing you DC. That'd be direct current right to your face. AC/DC now. This reminds me of an 86. I partied with the guys. I got a little blackout drunk. It was me and Shirley, but the rest of the story is right now. I'm taking a pause, because when we come back on the other side of this stop set, I got 2 tickets to Lucky Larry's this weekend. We'll be bumping and grinding with all the ladies. So get it hot, get it right. Hit now.
Dan, what's your score there?
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It was great.
I'm the same. He was trying to hit the post, and his recovery was tremendous. I loved the recovery.
Oh, I thought I had that one.
But he already had given up the grand slam.
I'm more of a soft rock kind of guy. You got any
Leo Sayer?
Neil Sedaka?
You got any yacht rock in there? I'll talk up the ramp to What a Fool Believes.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, all right. 1-0. I mean, I love the effort, Dan. We're not judging effort.
No, he's absolute A+.
Style points, yes. Tremendous. Yes. But it's execution.
Yeah, you got to hit the post.
It's execution.
I love the AC.
We don't get any style points in this?
No. All right. We like diversity, too, right? So whatever you'd like to do. Here we go. Number 2 for Remy.
Hey, hey, it's your long-haired tattooed freak in your face, Remy Maxwell, going long and strong on a Monday. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. But here's the deal. I'm giving away tickets a little later on. I got everything you want to be at and more schizophrenic rock radio going on here at Jack FM. You'll see Daryl Hall, John Oates. How about Roger Waters coming to town this summer? Oh, and Nickelback with STP opening. Yeah, the singer's dead. They got a new guy who was on a singing competition on TV. Keep listening. You can score.
I mean, seriously.
Wow.
This is close, yeah.
I mean.
This is like the Packers and 49ers.
I mean, you know what this is? This is like the Pro-Am on Wednesday in Phoenix this year, where it's the hotshot guy who's like a scratch handicap. Okay, he's a scratch handicap, and he draws Justin Rose. He's like, I can take down Justin Rose. And, you know, and he starts out pretty strong the first four holes, and it's double, then it's triple.
Like my game, really.
And meanwhile, Rosie's just birdie, birdie. So you're down 2-0.
I'm about to go dormy here.
Yeah. Different approach, same approach. I mean, because like the Wolves right now, the Wolves are saying we're not deviating our style, when a lot of us are thinking, maybe you should deviate the style. Are you staying true to who you are?
I got to. I have nothing else.
What you need to do is pause.
It's got to be you. Nobody can do you better
than
you.
Adam is going to be you. That, I mean, listen, Adam, are you familiar with the 1980 USA hockey team?
A little bit.
They were down. Did they give up?
Nope.
Adam will not give up. Multiple more songs for Carter and Remy next. This is not a ramp. Calm down.
I was about to get excited.
AC. You know.
This is one I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it sounded like you didn't know those first two. I'm not sure.
Could you have put that on a tee anymore for him? Come on.
I mean, I was trying to decide which way I'm going with that one. Remy Maxwell is with us. If you're just tuning in, you can hear Remy on Jack ubiquitously. When do I not hear you on Jack?
I'm the only guy. Am I on? There you go.
Yeah.
I'm the only dude on a Jack FM around the country, so it's kind of crazy, you know?
That is crazy.
I mean, it's great to be the only dude on a radio station, and it sucks to be the only dude on a radio station, because everything comes to me, whether I want it or not.
That's why he's making $10.5 million a year.
Almost.
$10.5 million. The rest of us are just struggling. We're going to get to the ramp-off competition right now, to the shock of no one. Remy's nailed to Adam. The style points have been gold.
I'm trying.
The European judges have loved Adam.
I think AC's on fire as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, this would work in, like, Dubuque, wouldn't it?
Oh, for sure.
A lot of us in the studio thought about you in Dubuque many, many times. I mean, the man's birthday is coming up. End of this week.
Right.
How old do you think he is? This Friday, how old do you think he turns? Don't be a suck-up and say, like, 28.
I'm going to say 47.
Oh, my God.
I love you, Randy. I love you.
What?
Hold on.
Am I that far off?
No, you're not that far off.
For those of you at home, Chad's now giving Remy a hug.
Missed it by 2 years. 45.
Oh, 45.
Yeah. Close enough.
That's good. So good.
Although 43 would have been better.
Hey, guys aren't supposed to know this kind of thing anyway. Yeah. You know that, right? Yeah.
And he just told me I'm 28, so I really appreciate that. Okay, shows coming up. The Eagles.
Yeah.
Are coming to April 3rd and 4th.
Yeah, two shows, Hotel California tour.
Are we still giving out tickets on Jack?
I'm sure we'll have some more. Yeah, okay. We blew out a ton last week.
Give me your honest excitement level for the Eagles yourself.
I am a huge Eagles fan. Yep. As far as live, they're not much to look at, obviously. Just stand there.
They stand there, right?
They sound amazing, impeccable still. Those vocals are, I mean, sure, they might be flying in some background vocals on tape, but Joe Walsh alone is a character and a half. He's worth the price of admission as far as I'm concerned.
How are they without Glenn?
I saw him last year, or was it 2 years ago, at US Bank Stadium. I thought they were great. Of course,
I think it was two, right?
They've got two guys taking his spot. His son, Deacon, who looks just like Glenn in 1977.
Yeah, well, that's a good-looking guy.
And Vince Gill, which was kind of a mind-blower to me. But
right.
I mean, he's a talented guitar player, obviously, and singer as well. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Carter and I are both huge fans of Sturgill Simpson.
I love Sturgill Simpson.
Sturgill is...
That's the next day, April 5.
Yeah. Well, and Adam and I went to the show last time at First Ave.
Yeah.
I got us tickets. Then, you know, First Ave has that area upstairs where, like, about...
Mezzanine.
On the balcony there?
On the balcony.
See? Okay.
Where about 12 people get up there. Well, I got us up there.
Nice.
And so we've already been talking about Sturgill Simpson's coming back. So I'm just, as we talked about briefly about going. And so then I asked him about Sturgill Simpson last week, and Adam says what?
I got tickets. Somebody bought me a ticket. So I'm out with you.
Anyway. He already got tickets with somebody
payback.
Else.
Yeah. No. Somebody else, not you.
Not me. No. See, Remy thought, that's nice. I got tickets for you. Yeah. No, he said, I'm going with somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
What does that tell you about him?
Yeah, well. Kind of speaks volumes, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Yeah.
Who else is coming?
Look how he treats me here.
Yeah, dude, believe me, I don't blame you.
Would you want to spend 3 hours with this guy?
Not many do, I got to be honest. Who else is coming that's exciting?
Well, like I said, Daryl Hall and John Oates are coming back. I'm giving away tickets all this week.
So I saw them about 3 years ago, maybe, at the X, and I love
at that
them.
Show.
Okay. Daryl can't quite be the Daryl he once was,
no.
Which is no surprise. but I still thoroughly enjoyed the show.
Sure. I mean, those songs are timeless. You know, yep. It takes you right back, that Philly soul sound.
Yep.
That they, those two do it better than anybody else.
Yep.
Also giving away tickets for, like I was saying, Nickelback and STP. Nickelback, the band everybody loves to hate.
Yep.
They've sold a gazillion records.
Yeah.
So I don't know anybody who has one. That's the weird thing.
Oh, I think Corey Heppel does. No, I mean, in all sincerity, I think Corey is a genuine fan
okay.
of Nickelback.
Nickelback, is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I've seen him live. I don't think they suck.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
wow, what praise that is. Hey,
they don't suck.
Hey, call in right now at 651. This band, I don't think they suck. I'll take the 11th caller.
Please work that into your next rant, please.
And then you got STP opening that show with, of course, Scott Weiland died here in our backyard you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, right.
But Jeff Gutt from some singing karaoke contest on TV is their new singer.
We have another person from a karaoke contest?
Yeah.
We have to, Carter, we have to stop this, right?
Why? If they can sing, they can sing.
Oh, again, this of course, from the guy.
I'm just hoping somebody's listening right now who needs a DJ.
In Dubuque, potentially. I mean, you're willing to do it. What do they call that when if you're like, well, like when you're doing this and you're setting up stuff that goes all around the country, what's the radio term for that? I'm trying to remember.
I don't
remote?
Know.
Like
simulcast.
If, not as simulcast, but like if he was, if like he did a shift.
Voice tracking.
He could voice track 3 hours in Dubuque.
I have never voice tracked anything in my life.
Really?
I have no desire to learn how to do it. No, to me, that's just so lame.
It's cheating.
It's cheating.
Because
it really
you can,
is.
You can line up, you can time your.
Exactly.
You can time your ramp.
So hold on a second. So if Entercom approaches you and says, here's another 100,000, we want you to voice track in Phoenix.
You don't think that's already happened?
Yeah, I mean, well.
I've turned all this down forever.
Wow.
Forever.
What are you doing on this
a
show?
Man of standards.
I mean, honestly, you don't belong in
like
this
myself.
Studio.
Like
myself. Wow. I mean, come on.
Who just because I look like this doesn't mean I don't have credibility.
Who is this person? All right, let's get back to the competition.
Who's up?
Let's make Remy go first.
Okay. Oh, me? Okay.
Remy's got to go first this time. It's 2-0. But you know what it is? Adam, what did you say about the Vikings early in the year? They're not quite as good
not as
their
good
record.
As the record indicates.
Yeah. You think 2-0 is close? It's really not that close. It's really not that close. All right, another song for Remy. He's got to hit the post.
Hey, it's your dirtbag du jour, Remy Maxwell, stinking up a joint on Jack. I'm just using my other radio station because I can't really come to terms with these call letters and using them in normal conversation. Big old greasy slab of digital audio straight ahead. You catch the Foo Fighters last night? They were not on the Grammys. That's probably why you didn't see them. Dave Grohl in the audience for the untelevised portion, though, you know?
Adam.
Smooth as silk.
Wow. I mean, seriously. We're honoring Kobe. This is peak Kobe. This is like 2005, 2006 Kobe.
Wow, what a compliment.
And here's Trenton Hassel trying to slow him down. I mean, I love you, Trenton. And he tried. And he had some success against Peja, but I mean, when it's Kobe, it's tough. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you in your zen right now?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Folks, it's Rod Irons back with you. I'm the Demon of Dubuque right here on K-Dub. You know, coming up this weekend at the Honeybee, 2-for-1s for the ladies because they love it that way. We're going to get shaken that way. Hey, I just got a call in on the 45. Sounds like there's a mattress on the road. Watch, avoid that area if you can. Stay in that left lane. I'll be in the left lane all week with all you weirdos. Take me home like a bad Uber driver. I don't even know who this is.
I think that's a W. I'm giving that as
that
a W.
Might be his best one yet.
I mean,
Allison Chains.
Allison Chains.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. Love that song.
I think that was, again, style tremendous. Working in Dubuque, the left lane.
Dude, we got to get you on Jack. There's no two ways about it.
Oh, unlike you, he's willing to come over there for $100.
Yes.
I'll speak on behalf.
$50.
No, I since I feel like I coordinated, I get 10, he gets 9.
No, Adam Springer over, he paid me with a six-pack of beer one time.
I remember that. We did the Neil Diamond thing.
The Neil Diamond thing,
yeah.
Don't think that's allowed in the union. I think you guys are in trouble because nobody backs the union more than me.
All right.
I'm Mr. Union guy. All right, Dan, how many more do we have? Should we go one each?
I think we can go one more each. Yeah.
One more each. Who would you like to go next, Dan?
Well, I mean, it's to be fair, we should go with Remy.
Yeah, I think we should go Remy. All
okay.
Right.
Music to whip your dog by, as heard on this radio station. Not that I would advocate that. I'm on the PETA board. ASPCA loves me. It's Remy Maxwell. I'm the guy you and your family point and stare at the grocery store. Mommy, what is that man doing? Don't look away, son. Look away. He's in radio. He doesn't know any better. Interesting, idiotic, informative things. You can call me up. You got my number. Go ahead and use it. I'm like,
I mean,
it's just,
oh, effortless.
If you could sit and watch Picasso paint. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Right?
It's similar to watching our show. I mean, really, it's very, don't you think? Oh, so okay. Slide over. You got to slide over and let Laura get the spot. So Adam is the switch over because Laura's going to make the quick transition. So Remy went 4 for 4. Adam's looking for a microphone. There we go. Oh, are you going to use? Oh, no, now guess what? Adam now has to do this with less than quality headphones.
Handicap.
Well, it's either that or no headphones, which pretty much is impossible.
You want to use these?
Nope. Hey, these are good.
All right.
No, these are good.
All right. Dan Cook. And don't tell us the song. What are your thoughts on this song leading in?
It's going to be a challenge.
It's going to be a challenge.
So is it like a?
It's like 4 minutes.
You're the cat, Al Stewart. It's like 2 minutes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. That's what the wife said when I came home the other night. She thought I was going to be out for another couple hours, but I said, honey, old Rod Irons is home. And I feel like I'm home every time I roll through those lovely, lovely gates of Dubuque. Because I'm here on K-Dub. I'll be here all afternoon taking you home.
Hit it again. Hit it again.
I'm applauding that one.
Oh, hit it again. Again. The effort.
I thought I had more time.
The intensity.
The verb killing me.
Oh. You stepped right up to it.
I know.
You didn't step on
but
it.
But I said, but then people would be like, you know. What is he going to say?
Yeah. You know, in some ways, you left
You want to leave him wanting more.
Right. You know what? They're wanting the song to be over. All right. So as a pro, and we got another minute and a half, he comes in and he does this. You thinking about hiring him at all? Or?
Hell yes. Are you kidding me?
Because it would help us out.
Than the majority of people I hear on the radio.
It would help us out on this show. I know. If you could. you should give this.
That's what I was
saying.
How about
a shift? How about like a one-time shift?
I could do both. Like I could be chatting with you. Hell, I don't listen to half the things you say anyway.
I'm aware.
When you talk, I could switch stations quick and talk up, give a little PSA, and then be back with you.
Well, it'd be even better if like I'm having some serious interview, and then in the background, it's Rod Irons, and you're just and the person is just wondering, what is
going on? What the
hell
is going on?
Why am I doing this?
I hear you on the party train, 7 to midnight. Well, actually, you know, 7 to midnight, and then we go another 4 hours. So Saturday nights, AC's all over that.
Fantastic. Remy, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Remy.
That was great. That was great. We love it. Nothing better than AM radio. You got to have some fun with it. As this person said, this ramp bleep is great. Make it regular feature. Oh, we will. We got to keep this going. Your Linus construction time check is 2:58. Time to call for a free estimate on Infinity from Marvin Windows. Go to radio.com. Hit the rewind. Listen to all of our show today. Go to wccradio.com/Chad. Check us out or on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show. Paul and Jordan are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.